All right, no opening statement. Let's fire away.
Was the plan to go short today, or is that just because of the weather and being inside?
Yeah, it was a quick one. We were on and off today. Get the cobwebs out a little bit.
How is Victor?
That's probably a good question for Victor. He looked fine out here running routes. He got some good individual work in. Sharp on his assignments. Looked good.
He do everything that you guys had asked him to do, or yeah, everything that everybody else did?
He practiced full today, yes.
Is that what's the plan with him going forward?
He's going to practice.
Why is Oliver Vernon outside running extra sprints? Anything wrong with him out there?
I think he likes to work.
Fair enough.
Is Victor going to be like full speed ahead now, or are you going to kind of monitor and ease him in?
Yeah, Victor's in the flow of practice, and like all of our players, we're going to monitor them. But he's out here practicing and chomping at the bit, ready to go.
Did everyone come out of practice healthy?
As far as I know, I didn't haven't had a chance to walk in the training room yet, but it looks like we got through fairly clean.
How do you feel your first day as the head coach of the Giants now, taking over from the Coughlin regime?
About 6 months late, but it feels good, focused.
Focused, a lot of players, good job, Coach.
Are you guys going to make any roster moves today? I know you got a couple tryouts.
Never say never. We're kicking the tires on a couple guys, brought a couple guys in, but, you know, we do that routinely.
Are they mostly defensive linemen, though, at this point, because of guys that you have on the pup list?
Today we're defensive linemen, yes, but we'll have a regular group of guys coming through here.
Is there anything new with Snacks? I mean, a day later, is he still, you know, pretty much the best, or is he still feel that way?
Nothing new to report.
What are your thoughts about your receiving core, having Shepard now and Cruz with the potential of him being at full strength?
We just got to get the quarterbacks and the receivers on the same page, get the timing and the chemistry going. Spend some time apart, so it's good to have them all back together. And count on them making small steps and getting a little bit better each day and getting on the same page. But again, chemistry is the key, and look forward to developing that chemistry.
Coach, how about the new turf, the natural grass, a lot more speed for the offense? Anything on about the new turf with the offense, what you might add to the team?
About the turf?
Yeah, it's a low grass. It's natural grass now. It's a fast pace. The natural turf seemed like it was very thick, very high, slowed things down a little bit.
Yeah, we're comfortable both on grass and on turf. Wherever we're playing, we're good to go. We'll play in the parking lot if we have to.
Game on.
At safety, do you consider the opposite spot, opposite Collins, Thompson's to lose?
He was out there running with the first group today. We're going to give a bunch of guys some opportunities. The preseason games will really determine who's going to start there in week one.
What is your biggest goal for the training camp, you know, in terms of success? How would you rate it, looking for the biggest thing this training camp?
The biggest thing for us is we need to build an identity. We want to be sound, smart, and tough, committed to discipline and poise. We started that today, but we got to continually build our team up to get there. You can't get there in one day. It's a process of development, and it takes time to get it done.
How do you view middle linebacker here at the start of training camp?
We have some veteran guys and some young guys that are in the mix right now. And, Jasper's a guy that played a lot there for us last year, but he's gonna have some competition. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds.
Do you view Goodson as a guy who primarily or ideally a middle linebacker?
He's a young guy who has a chance to get some reps and improve his game and be in the mix for the position.
Have you given any more thought to who's going to call the plays?
Every day.
Is it going to be you or is it going to be Mike?
We're gonna work through that.
Bet with the three receivers that we are constantly peppering you about, with Odell and Victor and Sterling, you've made a point of saying you like the guys to be versatile, move them all over the place. Do you view that as, you can put any of the three guys in any of your spots? No, not one guy has to be a slot guy?
Absolutely. All three guys, they need to learn all three spots out there. Four spots if we play with four. Five if we play with five. They need to learn concepts. It's not just about learning one position. In no huddle, for example, if you're the number one receiver, you have to learn Z and X outside. Then with the motion, they could be one, two, or three, at the final one, two, and three at the snap of the ball. So they need to learn concepts. That's the best way to learn the offense.
You've turned the third quarterback spot over a couple of times. What was it about Logan Thomas that made you want to decide to bring him in? I know we haven't spoken to him since then.
Yeah, he's a young man who's played some football in this league. We feel that he has a high ceiling. He has some good arm strength to him. He's a big man. He's a smart man. It'll be interesting to see, and we're excited to work with him to try to bring out his natural athleticism.
So he's a guy that you might consider carrying three.
It's early, but never say never.
With Victor, he hasn't really practiced in almost a year. Does he just go back and work with the first team when you get out there in team drills, or does he sort of have to work his way back up to that in your mind?
No, the way we do it is ones and twos will work together, and twos and threes will work together. He'll work in with the ones and the twos. He won't work with the threes, but he's not just going to be in there with Eli all the time.
One more. What would be one thing you'd like to see the most?
A physical, heavy-handed football team coming out physical, heavy-handed, and focused, ready to go to Dallas.
Ben, you've been on the field a bunch of times, you know, in the spring and everything. But was there anything different about today for you? This is the first day of training camp.
No, it's practice.